our politicians have their favorite restaurants, especially downtown, because that's where our governments are located. So I have some restaurants that are frequented by our, especially by our two mayors. Of course, we have Buddy Dyer, mayor of Orlando, and Teresa Jacobs, the mayor of Orange County. Mayor Dyer especially likes citrus on North Orange Avenue. In fact, he likes it so much that they finally named a salad after him.
Really?
And I think he's the only politician who has something. It's a very low-cal salad. When Mayor Dyer was trying to lose some weight a few years ago, and it should be noted he did lose weight, this was what he had all the time. So that's one of his favorites. Both mayors like to go to the Boheme, which is at the Grand Bohemian, very close to the Orlando City Hall. So it just go right across the street to the Boheme. Taproom at Dubstred is a favorite of Mayor Dyer as well. One of mine, too.
What do you like to have when you're there?
Burger. Taproom does a real good burger.
Have you ever run into Dyer there?
I've not. I've run into Mayor Dyer in a few restaurants. Citrus, actually. Stopped by, said hello. It was very nice.
So where else might we find some local politicians dining out?
Rusty Spoon is a favorite of Mayor Jacobs, and I have to agree with her there. That's also a good place downtown. But she also goes to Spice Modern on Central Boulevard. And she likes a Cress restaurant on Church Street as well.
How do those restaurants rank among your favorites?
In ranking, I would say Taproom.
Okay.
Rusty Spoon. Yeah, Kathleen Blake there is just doing terrific things with the food. Rusty Spoon is going to get a lot of recognition in the next few years. You're going to see it just winning all sorts of awards, I'm sure. Cress is coming up, doing much better than they did when they first opened. I like Citrus. They've just gone through a chef change, so I have to go back and check out the new chef. You know, the Spice Modern and the Boheme, they can be good. They're the restaurants that when you go, you don't know what you're going to get. Boheme has been trying to find its identity ever since it opened. Of course, it's in an elegant hotel, very upscale hotel. And the Bösendorfer Lounge next door is, I love going there to listen to Wes Hamrick when he's playing the piano, that big, gorgeous Bösendorfer piano. I think it's one of two in the world. Beautiful. Ivy, the bartender, is one of my favorite bartenders in town. But that restaurant just can't find its identity. It went through renovations about a year ago, and it just doesn't have the tone that it should. It's a little bit too, I don't know, eclectic.
It needs a platform to run on.
Yeah, it needs a platform to run on. Very good.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you, Nicole.